You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much going on in the great state of Minnesota and beyond, and it's remarkable how the artists are surviving. My first guest tonight on Center Stage is a woman by the name of, I had it wrong immediately. Katie Bradley is her name. I'm so excited that she's joining us tonight. She plays the role of a character by the name of A Song Moy in a piece called The Chinese Lady. And of course, a critically acclaimed play by a leading voice in America drama. You start talking like that here in the great state of Minnesota where people love theater. This is a good day. It's a good day. And I'm so excited to introduce you to Katie Bradley. Hey, Katie. Katie, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. My goodness. A Song Moy. Did I get it right?
Yeah, A Song Moy. Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. So tell us all about The Chinese Lady and why this is so meaningful to you.
Yeah, so The Chinese Lady is about A Song Moy, who is the first, presumably the first Chinese woman to come to America. And it's a two-person play, A Song Moy and then A Tong, who is her Chinese translator. And basically, A Song Moy is based on this real-life woman who came to America in 1834 when she was 14 years old and basically was part of this museum exhibit at Peale's Museum in New York. Mm. And then eventually she started working with P.T. Barnum.
Wow.
And I know, it's crazy. I mean, essentially she was this exotic ornament for people to come into this museum to look at, because she would just be in this room, and she would walk, and she would eat with chopsticks, and she would do these things that people at that time had no understanding of, and were just amazed by her, but not in necessarily a good way.
Oh.
So she was exoticized and essentially discarded at the end. And there's little known past, I think, the 1850s about her. Mm. But in the play, The Chinese Lady by Lloyd Tse, he gives her a voice. And basically, it's my character, A Song Moy, speaking to the audience and detailing her her thoughts, the things that she does each day to this audience from the age of 14 all the way up into, well, like 203 years old. It becomes very ethereal.
I can imagine. You know, these type of stories linger with us. It holds on to our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know many people will go to a play and they'll listen to the first, you know, opening part of it for maybe, you know, 40 minutes. And then they'll say, oh, no, you know, at the intermission, I'm out. I'm gone. But
right.
What we've known now is that women in these roles really matter. that they are really telling their story. It is a truth story, and that they can move within the space in a way that men can't. That's what I love about it, right? So knowing this and knowing the role that you play, tell me, how difficult was it for you? Were you worried at all at first? Did you say, okay, I am ready to conquer this particular character?
Oh my gosh, that's a very good question. I was terrified because it's a big role. It's probably the largest role I've ever had. I've done other one-woman shows, but they were like 20 pages of text, but this is like 43 pages, single-spaced. I do have my wonderful scene partner, Michael Sung Ho, on stage with me, but I do most of the talking. And I think, so there's a couple of levels there. It's certainly the memorizing, but also just the depth of what Afang goes through. And I think I'm very, very happy that this role came about, that Eric Sharp, the director, asked me to take on this role now at my age, rather than even 10 years ago. I don't think I would have been ready. I think there's a level, certainly the technical craft, but also just the emotional landscape that I am very happy to cover in the show, that I don't know if I would have been vulnerable enough for back then. It's a very, it's not an easy piece even to watch. It's not an easy piece to portray, but I think it's a very important show to share, because of the trauma that exists, not only for, I mean, I think just for anybody who is exoticized or othered in any way, shape, or form. And this is certainly the extreme of just, you know, being placed in a room and have people come into a museum and look at you. But anybody who has been othered, I think it's a really important thing for people to understand why that happens, and even to point the finger a little bit at, see, you're complicit in this, folks who have not been othered, for instance. Yeah. So it's a deep show.
It sounds like a deep show. I was reading where it says, the Chinese Lady is a remarkably imaginative, funny, and thought-provoking exploration of Chinese-American identity. As soon as I read that, I went, really? I was so surprised, because just from what you've been talking about with the piece, it's so much more even. I mean, this is really something. This is the thing that could change you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm so thankful as an artist to be able to do this role. And also, like, it's fantastic because every audience has reacted differently to the show. We have not had, you know how, like, you can do a performance and you kind of know where the laugh lines are going to be. You know where to hold for laughs. You know where to hold for anything. And for this show, you just never know. And we had a matinee today, and I was trying to kind of get the feel of the audience today. And that was even tricky, because they were reacting in ways that other audiences have not reacted. And so but not in a bad way, just in a different way, because each person is receiving it so differently. And so it's like the audience is certainly the third character in the show, more so in this play than I feel like in any other play I've done.
Wow. Well, I have to say to you that it's really quite remarkable, because you've done so much work in theater. Really, it's quite remarkable what you've done. So congratulations. At the same time, when you are facing a role that you know is really special, right? How do you build yourself in order to get on that stage and do that piece?
I think for me, it's just understanding, just recognizing that this message is important, and that it sounds so ridiculous, but it's kind of true. I'm the vessel for this message here in Minneapolis. Like, this show has been performed all over the country. And this is the first time it's been performed here in the Twin Cities. And I feel like with these audiences, like, it's really important for them to know the story. And I was a history major in college, and so there's also that aspect for me as it's blending both the history of Ah Fong Moy as a real person and then the artistic ideations of her in this play. Mm-hmm. And it's, I just sort of think of it like I need to get this right every night. And it's just an important story to tell. And it will be received differently, and I'm okay with that. And hopefully it's something that will make people think and that people will take care of themselves as well, because it's, like I said, I mean, it's a fun show in many aspects, and it's also hard to watch.
Right.
And so my job is to make sure that people go home thinking about it.
Right, and learning more about it, maybe seeking out more information about it.
Yeah,
so that you
exactly.
can take that with you and share it with others that might have been in that audience as well. That's the thing that theater does. It changes you. It nudges mm-hmm. you. It touches you and taps you on your back or on your brain. It keeps coming after you going, listen, watch, do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the hardest things to do. I'm telling you, I used to do plays. And if I never do another play, I'm OK with that because it was really hard for me. It really was because you're taking on someone else's power. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking on more than what I'm ready to do. And so I look at you and I think, please keep acting. Please keep hitting those stages for us, because what you're doing, like I said, it really does matter. And I hope that I will get to see you. I hope I will get to see you on the stage, whether it is for the Chinese lady or not. I do hope I get a chance to see you. So,
You might
hear a black girl on the front row going, hello, how are you, Katie?
Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
Well, thank you.
I want that so bad.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
You.
And now, are there tickets still available?
Yes, there are. I think, let me just see here. It looks like on the website, because we added some shows. So Wednesday through Saturday, September 27th to the 30th. I think there are seats available. Otherwise, they would mark them as sold out. Runtime is 75 minutes. And just call the box office at 612-874-6338.
6338. 612-874-6338. Thank you so much. There's going to be a day we might meet each other at the mall, but we're going to have a good time.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Yes, please.
Take care of yourself, Katie. Keep doing the great work, honey. Keep doing
it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, that is our first guest for Center Stage. And coming up, we have more guests, and I can't wait to introduce them to you. So stay tuned.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. And of course, as you just heard, that was hilarious to me. Why? Because the name of that song is Trailer Park Fire. That's the first thing. Let's leave it like that. But I have to say that celebrated Wyoming singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Jalen Crossland comes to Crooners on October 1st. Comparisons to Dylan, Gordo, Guy Clark, Billy Joel, Shaver, Nancy Griffith, Willie, and others just begin to describe his work. It's really quite remarkable who he is and what he has already done. This savvy multi-instrumentalist and a 1997 National Fingerstyle Guitar Championship runner-up is going to make both music-loving insiders and the uninitiated hardcore fans. Just check out the quotes below from sources ranging from the sophisticated New York Times to the down-home Laramie, Wyoming zine to Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx. Now, I know I didn't pronounce those correctly, Jalen, but thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I've found you to be very interesting, and I'm sure people tell you that all the time. Why do you think people say, you're very interesting? Has that ever happened to you?
I'm not sure anyone thinks says that.
Yeah, people really say that. And how long have you been doing?
Well, how about that?
How long have you been performing?
I have been playing music for a living since 1987.
And you're still doing it.
Yeah, well, I was a teenager. Yeah. I've enjoyed it all the whole time and continue to do it because I don't know what else I could do.
Exactly. And plus it's what you want to do, right?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
So here's one of the challenges, of course, when it comes to an artist, is that you want to do it and you're going to do it really well. You're going to give it your best, right? And other times you find out, oh, man, it's just not doing what I wanted to do. Have you ever had that moment?
Well, I've had moments where I felt like it wasn't going my way, but I always do the best I can.
Right, and that's the thing you do. You keep trying, no matter what, because one day you're going to do it and everybody's going to go crazy and go, have you heard of Jalen? Right? So now people are really getting to know your name. And is that enough for you, or are you saying, I want people to not just know my name, but to know what I do and why I do it?
Well, you know, I've always just kind of been pretty damn happy if I can make a living doing this. So, yeah, if people are starting to dig it and like it, that's all the better.
It is all the better. I'm with you on that. I'm a singer as well. And once you give it your heart, you give your heart, and it's painful when the audience is not with you, right? Have you ever had that experience?
Time I was playing over Sturgis one time, and there was stone quiet after every song. And at one point, I got done with the song, and I heard this one guy in the back clapping really enthusiastically. I said, wow, I finally reached somebody. And I looked back there to see who he was, and it was a guy trying to get the last of the ketchup out of the bottle.
I'm sorry, Jalen, but that is a great one. You should tell that story everywhere you go, man, and just bring a bottle of ketchup while you're at it. I mean, that's just hilarious. So what is the one thing that you really, really want to do more of? I know that you love to play, that you're known for that. I know that you are enjoying singing now. You're doing a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And may I ask what your age is? You don't have to tell me, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Let's just say I've been at it a while.
You've been at it a while? And it gets
to the
point.
I look good for my age.
Yeah, right? Right? So once you are at that age and you say, okay, I'm going to keep going, what do you do? How do you make sure that, okay, I've made this decision, I got to go all the way with it? Do you have a group of people that support you and say, hey, whatever it takes, man, we're here?
Well, I've always had a good support system of friends and family and other musicians and whatnot. But more than anything, I keep going because it's just who I am and what I do. I will probably never retire, even if I ever could.
Right.
Because that's what gives me a reason to roll out of bed every day and go do stuff.
I am so with you on that. Well said. Well said, Jalen.
So
I'm the same way.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Right.
Been doing it for many, many decades. And I tell you, when you love what you do, and I can tell that you love it, then you just have to do it.
Yeah. you know, I'm sure you're the same way. Like, at least when I'm performing for people, I'm never thinking about the business or the money or anything like that. Oftentimes I'll leave the venue and not get paid because I'm just having so much fun. And I'll think later, like, oh, yeah, I do this for a living. I probably better call them back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's important, right? But it happens to all of us. And so if there was one thing that I would want to encourage you with, and I know it's unsolicited, Jalen, I know it is, but please know, honey, never stop. If you believe in what you can do and what you can accomplish, I'm not kidding you, man, do it until you have to stop, where there's no other option but to stop. Keep going. And I hope I get to see you perform. Okay, so now what's your favorite song? What's your favorite song to sing?
Favorite song to sing?
Yeah, play or play?
Tough.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you got to know as well as I do that it just depends on the night and the crowd and the tune.
It does.
Yeah, there's no one favorite to sing. It's just, what would they all be without all the rest of them?
Oh, well said. Put that on a T-shirt or a coffee mug. I'll buy it. Jalen, what a pleasure to have you join us tonight. Jalen Crossland, I look forward to finally hearing you perform, and I hope it'll be soon. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jalen. It's good talking with you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, you got to get to know his music. I like the song already. That was really funny. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. My goodness, this is all about center stage here, this 9 o'clock hour. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. Well, I just interviewed Jaden Crossland. He has a big performance coming up and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So I want to let you know, if you want to go here, Jaden, of course, go to Crooner's Main Stage. The address is 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis. Of course, this is happening on October 1st, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. The cost is $25 to $35. Again, that is October 1st from 7 to 8:30 at Crooner's on the Main Stage. The cost is $25 to $35. I wanted to get that in because Jaden was a lot of fun. All right, it's now time for us to join in with someone I think is just wonderful. I've known him for a long time, and he is very good at so many things. Many people say, oh, you're just in the theater thing, and you're the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. Oh, no, it's so much more than that. And who am I talking about? Rohan Preston from the Star Tribune. How are you, darling? Are you awake?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. It's wonderful to talk with you. And to hear you as well.
I know, right? Yeah. It's been a while. It feels like you come and go. What's up with that? What's up with that, dude? So, you know, there is so much going on. I just talked about Katie, who is doing the role of the Chinese lady. And I'm wondering, did you go to see that piece?
You know, I haven't seen it as yet. So the fall comes up on us the way a snake eats a deer.
That is so wrong. How do you land that on my brain and my heart? What's wrong with you? Oh my!
It's a lot to process. It's a lot to get through the system. And so I haven't seen, there's some shows that I still have to see. And I'm looking forward to, actually, what I did see tonight, today I should say, was falsettos at Theater Latte Da, and that theater has been doing these wonderful musicals and chamber musicals, because it's a relatively small theater, and sometimes they feel very, very big. It's a beautiful production. Meredith McDonough is a director of this show, and it's an unforgiving show, because if you make a mistake, it's like a train, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it just like it just starts and it goes. And so kudos to this cast and to the director and to the
who is the director?
Her name is Meredith McDonough. She directed Emma at the Guthrie last summer. Mm-hmm. Very, very crisp, clear director. This is the piece is a chamber piece about found family set 1979, 1981, just as the AIDS crisis is exploding. And this Jewish family is affected by it, but also because the husband is falling in love with a young man. And so he leaves the family, and the wife is in therapy and falls in love with the therapist.
Okay.
It's family.
Is that a book? It ought to be a book.
No, it's family. It was a play that became a musical, and it's beautiful. And beautifully staged, beautifully done, very, very touching. And what's interesting, like the train metaphor is like literally either you're on the train or not, because once it starts going, there's no room
attention.
For
any,
anything, you know?
That's the thing with
Very
pieces,
clever.
Though. Can I just say, when you go to theater, make sure you are ready to listen, ready to really know what's happening. Stay tuned, because it can change in a second. It can change in
Absolutely.
A nanosecond. And it's amazing how many people will sit there and say, oh, I got this, I got this. And then when it starts moving so fast, they go, oh, no, I don't have this. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that tonight, so that as people are going out to see theater, then they know, okay, this is when I need to be quiet. This is when I want to make sure I hear this. So you're absolutely right about that. Now, I wanted to ask you about all the plays. I have been looking at so many plays at so many theaters for the fall and even into Christmas time, into the winter. And I keep asking myself, okay, there are so many pieces that are going up, right, in October, November, December.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out, okay, who makes that decision? Who finalizes and says, okay, these are the pieces we're going to do, and this is going to be it? Is that the owner of the theater? Is it the director of each piece?
It's a combination. I mean, it's certainly at places like the Guthrie and Jungle and Penumbra, it's the artistic directors that do that. For commercial theater like Chanhassen, yes, it's the owners, Michael Merdisi, artistic director and owner, part owner. And then you have the touring pieces to the Ordway and to Hennepin Theatre Trust, the Orpheum. Those are presidents and CEOs booking shows on the road on the one hand, and then originating shows here, in the case of the Ordway. It's a really, really great question, because it's, as you're getting a sense of, it's not any one thing. It's
right.
a multitude of different approaches, you know?
And has this been taught to the audience, though? Does the audience know this?
I don't think they know. They just want to go and have a good time with something that's strong, engaging, as a strong point of view. Speaking of which, I just saw Beetlejuice this past week.
Oh, I passed by the Orpheum, and I saw that, and I went, oh, no!
Yeah, and I
bet you're going to tell me you love Beetlejuice, don't you?
Well, I love it in the sense that it's a carnival ride, right? You're just going through a little bit of a horror movie or something that's going to scare you and something that's very different. And it's really not a celebration of death per se, but it's a look at the afterlife that encourages you to enjoy life on this side.
Okay, so is it still playing?
It is closing tonight. It's closing tonight. And what I found really wonderful is that there are lots of people in the audience dressed up as characters from this show.
Right. So who is, what was her name, Wednesday?
you have the lead character, Beetle, Beetlejuice, and with his striped outfit, and then green streaks of hair and green on his striped outfit, and so on and so forth. And I presume that's from living in a grave.
Oh, great. Living in a grave, huh? Yeah, okay. This is what you had to come on and tell me. Dude, look, I might as well.
It sounds macabre. It does. It sounds pretty.
It is a bit macabre, okay? Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Okay, so the Seals are performing
funnier.
With...
It was funnier.
It was funnier. It was funnier. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing for me. The Minnesota Orchestra is presenting two nights in October, October 27th and 28th, which I'm very excited about. And the Steels are going to do the piece called Get Out. We're doing all the music from Get Out. Now, I am not a Halloween girl. I'm not a scary girl that goes into theaters and watch people, you know, decapitate themselves. I don't do that. And so I said to my brothers, so we're going to sing this like scary music. And JD's going, just watch the movie, Gerland. It's no problem. And I'm like, okay, who do I need to slap first? Because I really need to know. But then I finally calmed down about 3 weeks ago and I said, you know what? This may be really fun. And we have to be on it in order to make sure we are very ready. We are so excited about it. So I want to let people know.
I love that.
You got to come. You have got to come.
We have to. Now, that's a weekend I'm supposedly out of town.
Oh, of course you're going to be out of town.
You know,
I tell you, I'm going to have to strap something around you, man, and just carry you to the next theater.
There may be a way to. No, I mean, I love the logo of Chris there. That's such a great movie. It's such a scary movie.
It's a scary movie. I don't like scary movies, but I'm learning the songs, and some of it is really unique, very unique and very different. But you know, I say a prayer every time before I sing something. Dear God,
because this one is rated R. No one under 17 admitted into the concert.
Are you for real?
That's what it says on the orchestra site.
You would find that tonight for me, wouldn't you? Where is my friend? Can somebody go get the real Rohan?
So a question for you about this show. That I love this. The music. I mean,
is
it an anthology? Is it? Because I didn't realize there was music to this.
Oh, it's music all through the movie. All through the movie.
Yeah.
And Sarah Hicks is going to be, is going to be conducting. Yeah. So the whole family is excited about it. But I have to tell you, I don't like horror movies. I'm just going to say that straight out. I don't like horror movies. You know, so if you're singing a woo kind of song, you know, you might want to call Geraldine and tell her, calm down.
I love this.
Yeah, October 27th and 28th. Get your tickets now to come see the Steels. Do the music of Get Out.
Yeah,
I might be running out the door. I swear.
I love that. Now, will they show the movie again? Will they project the movie as well?
Yes, they're going to project the movie. You know how they do it always.
Yeah.
Always, yeah. Yeah, they stick to the formula, and the formula is working. And I've never done this with them, so the Steels have not done this with them.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
My goodness, this is all about center stage here, this 9 o'clock hour. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. Well, I just interviewed Jaden Crossland. He has a big performance coming up and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So I want to let you know, if you want to go here, Jaden, of course, go to Crooner's Main Stage. The address is 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis. Of course, this is happening on October 1st, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. The cost is $25 to $35. Again, that is October 1st from 7 to 8:30 at Crooner's on the Main Stage. The cost is $25 to $35. I wanted to get that in because Jaden was a lot of fun. All right, it's now time for us to join in with someone I think is just wonderful. I've known him for a long time, and he is very good at so many things. Many people say, oh, you're just in the theater thing, and you're the lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. Oh, no, it's so much more than that. And who am I talking about? Rohan Preston from the Star Tribune. How are you, darling? Are you awake?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. It's wonderful to talk with you. And to hear you as well.
I know, right? Know? It's been a while. It feels like you come and go.
I try.
What's up with that? What's up with that, dude? So, you know, there is so much going on. I just talked about Katie, who is doing the role of the Chinese lady. And I'm wondering, yes. Did you go to see that piece?
You know, I haven't seen it as yet. So the fall comes up on us the way a snake eats a deer.
That is so wrong. How do you land that on my brain and my heart? What's wrong with you? Oh my!
It's a lot to process. It's a lot to get through the system. And so I haven't seen, there are some shows that I still have to see. And I'm looking forward to, actually, what I did see tonight, today, I should say, was falsettos at Theater Latte Da, and that theater has been doing these wonderful musicals and chamber musicals, because it's a relatively small theater and sometimes they feel very, very big. It's a beautiful production. Meredith McDonough is a director of this show, and it's an unforgiving show, because if you make a mistake, it's like a train, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it just starts and it goes in. So kudos to this cast and to the director and to the
Who is the director?
Her name is Meredith McDonough. She directed Emma at the Guthrie last summer. Mm-hmm. And very, very crisp, clear director. This is the piece is a chamber piece about found family, set 1979-1981, just as the AIDS crisis was exploding, and this Jewish family is affected by it, but also because the husband is falling in love with a young man, and so he leaves the family, and the wife is in therapy and falls in love with the therapist.
Okay.
It's family.
Is that a book? It ought to be a book.
No, it's family. It was a play that became a musical, and it's beautiful. And beautifully staged, beautifully done, very, very touching. And what's interesting, like that train metaphor is like literally either you're on the train or not, because once it starts going, there's no
pay
room
attention.
For
any, yeah.
anything, you yeah. know?
That's the thing with
Very
pieces,
clever.
Though. Can I just say, when you go to theater, make sure you are ready to listen, ready to really know what's happening. Stay tuned, because it can change in a second. It can change in
Absolutely.
A nanosecond. And it's amazing how many people will sit there and say, oh, I got this, I got this. And then when it starts moving so fast, they go, oh, no, I don't have this. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that tonight. So that as people are going out to see theater, then they know, okay, this is when I need to be quiet. This is when I want to make sure I hear this. So you're absolutely right about that. Now, I wanted to ask you about all the plays. I have been looking at so many plays at so many theaters for the fall and even into Christmas time, into the winter. And I keep asking myself, okay, there are so many pieces that are going up, right? In October, November, December.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out, okay, who makes that decision? Who finalizes and says, okay, these are the pieces we're going to do, and this is going to be it? Is that the owner of the theater? Is it the director of each piece?
It's a combination. I mean, you know, it's certainly at places like the Guthrie and Jungle and Penumbra, it's the artistic directors that do that. For commercial theater like Chanhassen, yes, it's, you know, it's the owners, Michael Merdisi, artistic director and owner, part owner. And then you have the, you know, the touring pieces to the Ordway and to Hennepin Theatre Trust, the Orpheum. Those are presidents and CEOs booking shows on the road on the one hand, and then originating shows here in the case of the Ordway. It's a really, really great question because it's as you're getting a sense of, it's not any one thing. It's right. A multitude of different approaches, you know?
And has this been taught to the audience, though? Does the audience know this?
I don't think they know. They just want to go and have a good time with something that's strong, engaging, has a strong point of view. Speaking of which, I just saw Beetlejuice this past week.
Oh, yeah, I passed by the Orpheum, and I saw that, and I went, oh, no!
Yeah, and I
bet you're going to tell me you love Beetlejuice, don't you?
Well, I love it in the sense that it's a carnival ride, right? You're just going through a little bit of a horror movie or something that's going to scare you and something that's very different. And it's really it's not a celebration of death per se, but it's a look at the afterlife that encourages you to enjoy life on this side.
Okay, so is it still playing?
It is closing tonight. It's closing tonight. And what I found really wonderful is that there are lots of people in the audience dressed up as characters from the show.
Right. So who is what was her name? Wednesday.
you have the lead character Beetle, Beetlejuice, and with his striped outfit, and then green streaks of hair and green on his striped outfit, and so on and so forth. And I presume that's from living in a grave.
Oh, great! Living in a grave, huh? Yeah, okay. This is what you had to come on and tell me. Dude, I might as well.
It sounds macabre. It does. It sounds pretty.
It is a bit macabre, okay? Come on.
Yeah, it sounds pretty rough.
Okay, so the Steels are performing
funnier. It was funnier.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing for me. The Minnesota Orchestra is presenting two nights in October, October 27th and 28th, which I'm very excited about. And the Steels are going to do the piece called Get Out. We're doing all the music from Get Out. Now, I am not a Halloween girl. I'm not a scary girl that goes into theaters and watch people, you know, decapitate themselves. I don't do that. And so I said to my brothers, so we're going to sing this like scary music. And JD's going, just watch the movie, Gerlin. It's no problem. And I'm like, okay, who do I need to slap first? Because I really need to know. But then I finally calmed down about 3 weeks ago. And I said, you know what? This may be really fun. And we have to be on it in order to make sure we are very ready. We are so excited about it. So I want to let people know.
I love that.
You got to come. You have got to come.
We have to. Now, that's a weekend. I'm supposedly out of town.
Oh, of course you're going to be out of town.
You know,
I tell you, I'm going to have to strap something around you, man, and just carry you to the next theater.
There may be a way to. No, I mean, I love the logo of Chris there. That's such a great movie. It's a scary movie.
I don't like scary movies, but I'm learning the songs, and some of it is really unique, very unique and very different. But you know, I say a prayer every time before I sing something. Dear God,
because this one is rated R. No one under 17 admitted into the concert.
Are you for real?
That's what it says on the orchestra site.
You would find that tonight for me, wouldn't you? Where is my friend? Can somebody go get the real Rohan?
So a question for you about this show, that I love this. The music, I mean, is it an anthology? Is it, because I didn't realize there was music to this.
Oh, it's music all through the movie. All through the movie.
Yeah.
And Sarah Hicks is going to be, is going to be conducting. Yeah. So the whole family is excited about it. But I have to tell you, I don't like horror movies. I'm just going to say that straight out. I don't like horror movies. You know, so if you're singing a woo kind of song, you know, you might want to call Geraldine and tell her, calm down.
I love this.
Yeah, October 27th and 28th. Get your tickets now to come see the Steels. Do the music of Get Out.
Yeah,
I might be running out the door. I swear.
Will they show the movie again? Will they project the movie as well?
Yes, they're going to project the movie. You know how they do it always. Yeah. Always, yeah, yeah. They stick to the formula, and the formula is working. And I've never done this with them, so the Steels have not done this with them. I'm really excited about it.
I hear a subtitle. Come get your goosebumps.
Come get your goosebumps. That's it. I'm just trying to hold on to my neck, okay? Oh, my goodness. Rohan, it's always a pleasure having you on. You bring me great joy. Thank you, honey.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself here.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, we have another guest, you guys. One more guest tonight. And the name is Ryan Sexton from The Customers, and he'll be joining us soon. So you want to know who he is? You want to know who that voice is? They're called The Customers. Ryan Sexton is a part of The Customers, and he's joining us right now to talk about some things that are happening with their shows, their album, and all of that. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very good. Good to be with you.
Man, this is awesome. Okay, so the song that we just heard a little bit of is Forgot the Reason. See, that's one of those songs that get in your brain, and you're just going to sing it every day. Is that what happens to you?
Sort of. It's just a good old time bar song. It's a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it's rocking for real. It says here that you guys also have a pretty cool past with your previous release. They did opening slots for Iggy Pop in the past. That's awesome. As well as an appearance on the Conan O'Brien show. I mean, that's just great, right?
Yes, absolutely. That was a really heady time. This is the late 90s, and I'm from here. I grew up in Chanhassen.
Oh, wow.
And I was an actor, and actually, I have some adjacency with you, I think. You're too young for this, but in 1981, we had a production at the Children's Theater called The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and I played Huck. And in the component of that show were some gospel songs sung by the Steele Family Singers, and I got to know J.D. quite well, and I kept in touch with him a little bit, but I haven't talked to him in years. You're too young for this. I don't know if you even recall this. But I was talking to my sister about that, and she said, oh, my God, the Gospel of Colonus.
Oh, wow.
Jalen Steele, Morgan Freeman, and she's raving about that still. So
Javita Steele, J.D. Steele, Fred Steele, Billy Steele, all of us were in the show, even my sister.
Absolutely.
In California, Janice Steele. So thank you for bringing that up. The Sweet Fatality, tell us a little bit about this album.
Well, it's been a while since I've put a record out. You know, I grew up in Minneapolis. I moved to New York and L.A., and I was an actor. And I had been writing songs, and a guy named Elliot Roberts, who was Neil Young's manager at the time, this is in the middle 90s, came across my demos, called me up, a really, you know, old-fashioned story. Hey, can you put a band together for this record to support these songs? And I'm, sure, why not? We did, and we recorded at Jackson Browne had a studio in Santa Monica. We recorded there. I'm dropping all these names, but it was really just this experience that, you know, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I loved all the Minneapolis bands. I used to go see The Replacements, Soul Asylum, Husker Du, all these rock bands. And so here I was making my own record, and George Harrison walked into the studio once, apologized for interrupting me. This is before we had a live show as a band. This
oh, my gosh. How do you stand up? How do you go to sleep?
Seriously. This is a while ago. You know,
ago, the accomplishments are the accomplishments, man. That's awesome.
That's right. Well, thank you for saying that. I try to tell myself that every day. And, you know, I struggled with my own demons and for years, and once I moved back here, once I was ready, I had these songs, and I had written some songs recently, and I wanted to put a record together. I wanted to, for once, do it the right way with a vision I had in mind, and I conned a producer here, Kevin Bowe, the extraordinary songwriter.
Love him, by the way. He is remarkable.
he is like a, he discovered like a Johnny Lang. He's worked with Etta James, so his list of accomplishments goes on. So I went for the jugular on this one, Jalen, to get the best production I can.
And how is your jugular doing?
it's doing mighty fine, actually. Thank you very much for asking.
You've got a lot on your plate, so tell us real quickly what's coming up next.
So we got a show coming up, November 1st. Now, we just had a little opening record release party at the Driftwood last week, and now we're going to rehearse and get up some more of the newer songs that we haven't worked on yet, and start working on those for the for November 1 at the Schooner Bar and Tavern. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's a little unbecoming bar in South Minneapolis, but they've been doing music lately at nights, and they do a really good job of it, and it sounds really good, and they got a really cool kind of crowd there. They're really fun to play there.
And that's so on 11-1st? I mean, 11-1?
November 11-1.
Yeah, 11-1-23. Okay,
Wednesday
what time
night.
Is
so, yeah. That'll be 8 o'clock. We'll play two sets, so we have to learn like 8 more songs.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
you got things to do, honey. We got to get you off the phone. Seriously, it's been great having you on. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ryan, and I do hope to hear a whole lot more from you anytime,
Indeed.
Okay?
Thank you for your time.
All right, take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It is now 8, let's make that 9:57, and it's time for us to get off of the show, but it's been a blast. Thank you for all of you that keep listening, that keep encouraging me and all of us, Jonathan here. Just know that I don't take it for granted at all, and I'm really grateful. So take care of yourselves. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the time. That's what this last hour is all about. I hope to see you next Sunday. Good night, everyone. So you want to know who he is? You want to know who that voice is? They're called the Customers. Ryan Sexton is a part of the Customers, and he's joining us right now to talk about some things that are happening with their shows, their album, and all of that. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very good. Good to be with you.
Man, this is awesome. Okay, so the song that we just heard a little bit of is Forgot the Reason. See, that's one of those songs that get in your brain, and you're just going to sing it every day. Is that what happens to you?
Sort of. It's just a good old time bar song. It's a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it's rocking for real. It says here that you guys also have a pretty cool past with your previous release. They did opening slots for Iggy Pop in the past. That's awesome. As well as an appearance on the Conan O'Brien show. I mean, that's just great, right?
Yes, absolutely. That was a really heady time. This is the late 90s, and I'm from here. I grew up in Chanhassen.
Oh, wow.
And I was an actor, and actually, I have some adjacency with you, I think. You're too young for this, but in 1981, we had a production at the Children's Theater called The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and I played Huck. And in the component of that show were some gospel songs sung by the Steele Family Singers, and I got to know J.D. quite well, and I kept in touch with him a little bit, but I haven't talked to him in years. You're too young for this. I don't know if you even recall this. But I was talking to my sister about that, and she said, oh, my God, the Gospel of Colonus.
Oh, wow.
Jalen Steele, Morgan Freeman, and she's raving about that still. So
Jeanita Steele, J.D. Steele, Fred Steele, Billy Steele, all of us were in the show, even my sister
Absolutely.
In California, Janice Steele. So thank you for bringing that up. The Sweet Fatality, tell us a little bit about this album.
Well, it's been a while since I've put a record out. You know, I grew up in Minneapolis. I moved to New York and L.A., and I was an actor. And I had been writing songs, and a guy named Elliot Roberts, who was Neil Young's manager at the time, this is in the middle 90s, came across my demos, called me up, a really, you know, old-fashioned story. Hey, can you put a band together for this record to support these songs? And I'm sure. Why not? We did, and we recorded that. Jackson Browne had a studio in Santa Monica. We recorded there. I'm dropping all these names, but it was really just this experience that, you know, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I loved all the Minneapolis bands. I used to go see the Replacements, Solo Asylum, Who's Good, all these rock bands. And so here I was making my own record, and George Harrison walked into the studio once, apologized for interrupting me. This is before we had a live show as a band. This
oh, my gosh. How do you stand up? How do you go to sleep?
You know, well, this is a while ago. You know,
ago, the accomplishments are the accomplishments, man. That's awesome.
That's right. Well, thank you for saying that. I try to tell myself that every day. And, you know, I struggled with my own demons and for years, and once I moved back here, once I was ready, I had these songs, and I had written some songs recently, and I wanted to put a record together. I wanted to, for once, do it the right way with a vision I had in mind, and I conned a producer here, Kevin Bowe, the extraordinary songwriter.
Love him, by the way. He is remarkable.
He is like he discovered like Johnny Lang. He's worked with Etta James, so his list of accomplishments goes on. So I went for the jugular on this one, Jalen, to get the best production I can.
And how is your jugular doing?
it's doing mighty fine, actually. Thank you very much for asking.
You've got a lot on your plate, so tell us real quickly what's coming up next.
So we got a show coming up, November 1st. Now, we just had a little opening record release party at the Driftwood last week, and now we're going to rehearse and get up some more of the newer songs that we haven't worked on yet, and start working on those for the for November 1 at the Schooner Bar and Tavern. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's a little unbecoming bar in South Minneapolis, but they've been doing music lately at nights, and they do a really good job of it. The sound's really good, and they got a really cool kind of crowd there. They're really fun to play there.
And that's so on 11-1st? I mean, 11-1?
November 11-1.
Yeah,
exactly.
11-1-23. Okay,
Wednesday
what time
night.
At
Schooners? So, yeah. That'll be 8 o'clock. We'll play two sets, so we have to learn like 8 more songs.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
you got things to do, honey. We got to get you off the phone. Seriously,
okay.
It's been great having you on. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ryan, and I do hope to hear a whole lot more from you anytime.
Indeed.
Okay?
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It is now 8. Let's make that 9:57, and it's time for us to get off of the show, but it's been a blast. Thank you for all of you that keep listening, that keep encouraging me and all of us, Jonathan here. Just know that I don't take it for granted at all, and I'm really grateful. So take care of yourselves. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the time. That's what this last hour is all about. I hope to see you next Sunday. Good night, everyone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.